This is KUT. The opening night of the Republican National Convention focused on the theme Make America Safe Again, with speakers focusing on how, as Republicans say, President Obama and Hillary Clinton have made U.S. citizens, its border, and its military less safe. As KUT's Ben Philpott reports, that message was delivered in part with a Texas twang.
Early in the evening, it was former Texas Governor Rick Perry taking the stage. But even though border security was one of last night's topics, and Perry has a long history of sending money and troops to the border, he was not on stage to talk about it. His speech was instead a simple introduction of the next speaker, Marcus Luttrell, author of the book Lone Survivor. It tells the story of Luttrell's survival after a Taliban attack in Afghanistan that killed the rest of his Navy SEAL unit. Perry told the crowd that they may know of his military story.
But too few of you know the battles that he and thousands of veterans just like him face when they come home. Tonight, our commitment is this. Making America great again starts by taking care of our veterans.
Luttrell's speech focused on the care of veterans. He acknowledged how far he fell and how much help he needed after making it back from Afghanistan, and how many soldiers need similar help.
I think it's important to say that we got to make sure that the hell the veterans return from is not the hell to come home to, okay? That's what was promised, and that's what's deserved, period.
By the time Austin Congressman Michael McCaul began to speak, the evening had moved from veteran care to border security to international terrorism. While the topics changed, the blame remained the same.
When Hillary stopped talking about the war on terror, our enemies noticed. When she helped withdraw our forces from Iraq, creating a power vacuum, she paved the way for ISIS to rear its ugly head. And our enemies noticed. When four Americans were murdered and Benghazi burned, she blamed it on a video, and our enemies noticed.
McCaul had yet to give a full-throated endorsement of Donald Trump before last night's speech. He finally delivered it there. Calling himself a member of Trump's national security team, he argued the Republican nominee is the best candidate to repair our military and take the fight to the enemy. Ben Philpott, KUT News.